This is Sunday Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to Sunday Supplement. It's Saturday.
I
decided I wouldn't say because I thought it'd be heinous Saturday, on our listeners'
Saturday,
ears.
Saturday. Sat down all day on Saturday.
Stop talking.
Okay.
We're doing Saturday papers today.
Are
even
we?
Though it is Sunday. I'm
Saturday.
Confused already.
Saturday.
No, stop it. Because we haven't got time to do Sunday papers.
No, because I've got a gig near my mum's house. My mum is going, darling, please do visit. We can go shopping. I'll tell you what, you buy that jacket. I know it's £160, but if you buy it, I'll give you £10.
I like that you're working your issues out via the medium of podcast.
She's lovely, my mum, but she's a bit mental. She's got a new table, dining table, so she rang me up to offer me the old dining table. And it was just like, darling, what do you want? Now, it only sits 10 to 12, but it's lovely.
You don't even know 12 people, let alone 12 people who like you.
Also, you know, I have difficulty fitting, like, your average Sunday newspaper in my flat. It's kind of like, you know, trying to squeeze it all in is not going to work.
It's not a Sunday newspaper, is it? It's a Saturday newspaper. I hope you got a Saturday newspaper.
I explained that I didn't want this table because, one, you know, it's an antique table, and two, it's too big for my flat. And she just paused for a moment down the phone and just went, but it's Georgian.
So...
There's no negotiating with her. I have to do what she says. Hence why we're doing Saturday papers.
Right, not hence why you've got a giant table in your flat now.
I do. I also have some lovely furniture from the Zing dynasty. I don't know. It's basically, I just get her junk because it's lovely. I get all her old clothes as well, even though we're different sizes.
Right, stop talking. Just tell me what newspaper you bought.
Times.
Why? I had the Times in my house yesterday, and you sent me a text to say, I've got the Times, which meant I had to go out and get the Guardian. So we've actually swapped papers, because you normally have that in your house.
Yes.
Why didn't we just have the same papers in our houses?
Because I thought it would be funny to upset you.
Well, ha ha ha.
Make you spend money. How much is the Guardian?
£1.90, I think.
See, Times is only £1.50, so Izzy wins.
Yeah, but the Guardian's got like 50 more supplements.
Times has got quite a few. It's quite thick. I haven't even gone into the main body of the paper supplements because it just scared me that it was so thick. And they come in the proper plastic bags with all the little advertisements for walking up stair lifts and types of pottery and different organic flowers.
Organic flowers.
They spill out everywhere and eat their own carpet.
Are you suggesting that the Sunday supplements are lesbians?
I'm suggesting that Sunday supplements, the editors of them, make so many because they're actually scared of carpet.
What you're getting at is they want you to cover your carpet in newspaper.
Yeah.
But don't you put newspaper underneath carpet as underlay?
I don't know. I don't know about any of that sort of Simon. I'm not that old yet. But I do know that that's what you do with budgies.
And talking of underlay, let's get on with it.
Underlay? I'm not having sex. Ugh.
No, underlay as in underlay.
What? Are you trying to be Spanish now?
Should we cut things out and keep them then?
Yes.
Okay then. I have got a science fiction special.
Ooh.
Including a rare interview with Douglas Adams.
What? But he is long deaded.
He is long deaded. Well, he's 10 years deaded.
He's 10 this years week. Deaded. That's long.
It's quite long.
It's very long. It's like string. Mm.
It's like string.
Long.
Not all string is long. You can't... That's racist.
No, it's just relative.
No, it's not relative at all.
I didn't finish my sentence. All string is long compared to an atom. Shut up. Yeah.
But that's not what you meant. You're just saying that in retrospect because I pointed out that you were wrong.
No, you pointed out that I was racist, which implies that you think string is a race, which means that is quite racist.
No, how is that racist?
Because you're saying that humans and string are indistinguishable.
That's not racist. That's saying everyone's the same, including string.
No. Okay, it is. Yeah. You think that we're all string. You're an idiot.
String theory.
Shut up. I like M theory and M people. With that, what have you done today?
I'm going to read you some of my interview because you're talking bollocks now.
No, Ollie, you're the one who got string.
Where did the idea for The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy come from?
I know. He was lying on a beach somewhere and he was looking up at the stars and went, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and he had the title for ages and then he did it.
Well, yeah, aside from being an asinine question, he says various different places. The actual title came when I was hitchhiking around Europe.
Yes.
I was lying drunk in a field.
Field, beach, same
in Innsbruck. Difference. And then he says, I've now told this story so often, I can only remember the story, and I can't remember the event anymore, so I have to take my own word for it that it's true. So that's quite cool. But other than that, you're right, he was staring at the sky. And then he's asked if The Hitchhiker's owes more to Asimov or Monty Python, and he says, Python was a huge influence on me. Python sketches would create a new world with a new set of rules. That really was the line I was taking. Let's start out with a world that has certain rules and just see where that goes in the long run. Something that starts out as a silly idea actually has to have a consequence in the real world. But his best bit.
Yeah.
This must have been at least 10 years ago, this interview. And he's asked, what do you imagine the computer is going to do for us in the 21st century? He talks about computers and then he starts talking about the internet. I now used a great deal of the internet. 20 million different computers in the world are all connected together via this thing called the internet. And it means you can exchange ideas, letters, programs, music, anything you like, just from your computer keyboard. I like that there was only 20 million computers on the internet when he first used it.
How many computers are there now, Simon?
4.
Wow.
And 3 smartphones.
Nice.
Yeah, that's all right. But that's a good interview. There's other interviews with Isaac Asimov and Arthur C. Clarke as well. So that's cool. It's a good supplement.
Yeah, but it's not as good. I mean, Douglas Adams, yeah, pretty good. But he's not telling you anything you don't already know because he's, like, not lived for 10 years. Also, Douglas Adams, right, he's brilliant. He's got a really boring name. Whereas Benedict Cumberbatch!
He's Sherlock Holmes.
He is Sherlock Holmes. He sounds, though, like a Dickensian character.
I bet it's not his real name.
Benedict Cumberbatch met Mrs. Mullikins on the steps of her embargo.
I think it rude. I think it sounds like bend a dick in a cabbage patch.
Cucumber patch, perhaps.
No. We wouldn't have a cucumber patch, would you?
You would. It's much
you don't
ruder
get cucumber
than a
patch, kids, do you? You stupid weirdo. Cabbage patch, kids.
But cucumbers.
Or garbage pail, kids.
Do you think that cucumbers and cabbages have sex?
No.
Right.
No.
Apparently, on Twitter,
yeah,
there is a group of ladies who like Benedict Cumberbatch. They are called the Cumber Bitches.
Oh, God.
And all I really found out from this interview was that he drives a motorbike around London so as not to be noticed in full leathers. He likes to swim in the ponds of Hampstead Heath. He goes to the Blacks private members club in central London. And he goes clubbing with Matt Smith.
Oh, right. I knew they were friends because he was considered, wasn't he, for Doctor Who before Matt Smith. Or at the same time as Matt Smith. I knew that much. Why is he being interviewed? Is there a new series of Sherlock Holmes?
I don't think it's a new series of Sherlock Holmes. It's something or other. It's something about cancer or dying or something like that, because he goes on about that a lot. But it was a bit depressing, so I missed it and just concentrated on the Cumber Bitches.
So what you're saying is, in the whole of that interview, which you said wasn't very good,
there's
only one word
good
in it you like.
Cumber Bitches.
Yeah. So you're cutting out and keeping
one
word.
No, I'm not cutting out and keeping that one word. I'm saying that that's the sort of level of interviews I've got in mind. But actually what I want to cut out and keep is Beta Male by Robert Crampton. because that is his little column at the end of it. He's a bit John Ronson-y, so he sort of takes stuff from his personal life. And he talks about how his kids try to get in his column and get a bit annoyed when they're not in his column.
Column isn't a euphemism, is it? You do actually read his column in the newspaper.
Yes, okay. You're a filthy boy. Right, so it says, my daughter, who came along with her friend Lizzie, sensed an opportunity. What are you writing about in your column this week? Hint, hint. No idea, I said. Write about me and Lizzie, not Sam, she shouted. It's not that simple. You have to do something amusing. Rachel went cross-eyed and stuck her tongue out. No, I said, even more amusing than that. The two girls conferred. I really don't like farmers, announced Lizzie. You don't like farmers, I said. Yeah, people with farms, she explained. I don't like them. I digested this information. As a bold statement of fact, I said, that's actually very funny, but I'm not sure what I can do with it. It's really nice. It's a nice column, and it basically takes her through the steps of trying to get in the column, including he puts his feet in the pond and has his toes nibbled by the tadpoles as well, much more cheaply than you do at shopping centres with the fish. Rachel says, you're going to write about this, aren't you? I don't think so, I tell her. Nothing much amusing happened, did it? And she says, why does something amusing always have to happen, asked Lizzie. I gave it some thought. Why indeed? That's the end of the article. It's really nice.
Okay. I win because I had Douglas Adams.
No, you could have got that elsewhere, I'm sure. It'll be on the internet, which all three computers can confer and find that interview, whereas this is all new. It's all fresh. Get with it, Simon.
Let's play Article or Farcical. This is where Izzy will read out four headlines, three of which are from the Sunday Times on a Saturday, so the Saturday Times sharp, and one of which is from her brain that she made it up because she's all clever-like. And it is my job to decide which are the real ones, the articles, and which is the bollocks one, which is the farcical.
And they're all about bollocks. Right,
if that's not true, I'm going to be disappointed. I'm going to sulk, and I win if it's not true.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Number one, Jarvis Cocker's 10 best pets.
Jarvis Cocker's 10 best pets.
Yes.
He's got 10 best pets.
Yes. He orders them in the terms of best pets. And I tell you what, cats and dogs are number 5. And number 9.
So what is his best pet?
His best pet?
Yeah.
Lizard.
Lizard? Yes. Jarvis Cocker eats lizards, I suspect.
Probably does. Explains why he likes them.
No, that's not a pet then, is it? That's food. Number 2.
Eating out Giles Corrin.
I should explain I get this because he's got a column called Eating Out. And then his name is underneath it. There's a similar thing in, I think, The Observer do it. They write coming out of the closet and then they put someone's name underneath it.
Yeah. I don't think that's as deliberate, though. I think the coming out of the closet one's quite deliberate and tongue-in-cheek, whereas eating out Giles Corrin.
Well, you know, his sister. No, I'm not saying
that. No, you're not saying that. How many have I done? That's three.
That's so, two. That's number two. Three.
Number three, if labradoodles can be trained to help with tasks such as opening doors, getting you undressed, and handing over your purse, why can't my Pip Staffy?
That's a headline, is it?
Yeah.
What's a Pip Staffy?
I know. Why can't Pip my Staffy?
Number four.
Finally, is this an article or is this a farcical? There is no gay moon landing.
There is no gay moon landing.
Yeah.
This is possibly the best article or farcical ever.
Thank you very much.
What is that last one about?
That is about that, you know how there are like events which are really cool, like the moon landings, that are visually very cool. There is no gay visual, like, woo thing, because basically every time they just show gay rights, it just looks like a bunch of angry men with neat hair.
Oh, I see. There's no iconic image.
Yes.
Right, I understand. Right. I know for a fact that eating out Giles Corrin is true.
It's a filthy article.
So I'm going to have to rule out eating out Giles Corrin. Too many jokes. I'm gonna put a line through Giles Corrin.
I think the Labradoodle thing is so bizarre you couldn't have made it up, as is the gay moon landing. I think you have made up Jarvis Cocker's 10 best pets.
Number 3 was chickens. Are you sure?
Number 3 was chickens?
Yeah, chickens make good pets because you can eat their eggs.
I'm with you. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I made it up. Made it up.
I mean, you wouldn't make up the fact that you were eating out Giles Corrin, would you?
I would never make up that fact.
It's the randomizer, Skyzer, which is where we get a sheep and make it bleat.
We get a sheep and make it kosher.
Do we?
Yes. I don't know. I'm saying that because Skyzer sounds a bit Yiddish.
Does it?
Yes. In my head. Or slightly Russian, perhaps.
I would say it sounds more like Cockney.
Cockney?
Yeah, Cockney. Cockney. I don't know, Skyzer. He's a diamond Skyzer.
It sounds Australian.
No, Australian. I've told you this before. To do an Australian accent is okay, but you've got to cover up one nostril and it sounds better. But if you cover up both nostrils, it sounds even better.
That's really quite cool. I get very confused now, because if you watch MasterChef with the sort of little Cockney one with the smooth head and the tall, weird Australian one with the dislocated jaw, which sort of falls off him as he speaks, and occasionally they forget who they are and do each other's accents. I can't taste the pee like that.
Why do they taste pee?
They were drinking this green soup and they said, I need to taste more pee. And it was very funny.
Does one of them ever go, he's eating out Giles Corrin? Anyway, you could choose family, review, money, business, sport, or The Guardian Weekend.
I'll just go for The Guardian Weekend. That's the main glossy.
Guess who's on the cover of The Guardian Weekend?
Your mum.
It's Lady Gaga, so possibly, I suppose. She's got the biggest, weirdest shoes on.
Excellent.
And you can choose between page 1 and 86.
I'll choose 70.
70 is... What I'm Really Thinking, The Mother Who Breastfeeds Her Toddler.
Ah, my stepsister did that. She's in Australia, and she's like the king breastfeeder of Australia.
They have kings in the Republic of Australia.
They do for breasts.
It's not a republic, though, is it? I'm talking
about... To be fair, her kids are perfectly happy and perfectly nice, and she's perfectly happy and perfectly nice, but it did make me go, are you sure, Libby? And she's just like, no, it's good. It's good for them, and it's natural. And it's...
You should explain how old they were at the time.
They were about 28.
I love breastfeeding, but some people disapprove of my still breastfeeding, now that she's 2.
E? What? How do you spell E?
I presume it's a pseudonym to keep her anonymous.
People who breastfeed their toddlers are definitely the sort of people who call their children E.
Apparently it's an emotive subject.
What, E? It could be... Is that her name? Emotive subject? That's quite a cool name for a kid.
Anyway, there you go. I got breastfeeding. What can I choose?
Well, if you want to go direct opposite, you can choose the Time magazine, or I've got the Saturday Review.
Well, I'll go the Times magazine then. Let's go head to head.
All right, then.
Page 70.
Okay, page 70. Here we go. It beats a bowl of ready salted. When Jose Pizarro throws a party, he does it in style. No peanuts and crisps for him, but a selection of the best Spain has to offer.
So if I went to his party, I wouldn't get crisps or peanuts.
You'd get broad bean salad with serrano, ham and mint.
Piss off! I want crisps and peanuts and jelly.
Salt-crusted Jersey rolls with coriander mojo. Yeah. Coriander mojo. I never thought I'd say that today. Coriander mojo.
All right, you win.
Well, I don't know if I do.
Because your article's tastier than mine.
It is tasty.
Let's push aside Giles Corrin and just flop out the old humdongers. Did you see I was suggesting we're ending foreplay?
I'm suggesting that I didn't get the joke when you said... The E was tasty, and you're talking about breast milk, and now I feel slightly ill.
Good. My Love Life in Your Hands by Anonymous. This is a column, by the looks of it, a weekly column, whereby a person is living their love life based on votes cast by the readers of The Guardian. All right, so I think it's a man. It explains what's happened this week with his dating life and which women he's been in contact with via email. And then at the end of it, he goes, what should I do? A, ask Samara to meet up. Or B, arrange to meet a Twitter follower.
Why can't he do both? Lazy man.
Why does he have to do it via the medium of a poll?
It's like what Josh would do in West Wing. He puts her pole in a field and dances round.
No,
it.
It's because we need to legitimise our lives through the approval and opinion of other people, actually. It's nothing to do with your rubbish joke about poles in fields.
It's sort of like a replacement for a religion, so we don't have priests anymore telling us to say five Hail Marys. We have Twitter now going, you're a cunt.
Is that what all your followers say to you?
Yeah, but they tell me what a nice cunt I am.
Right, I'm just trying to get my head around that. No, I'm not. That sounds weird. Shut up.
So get your head round my cunt.
That's lots of beeping already. We should stop. So okay. What's your lengthy old humdongage?
Oh, this annoyed me. I mean, it's not a bad article, okay? Right, but it's the cover of the magazine. It's a big, horrible close-up picture of Henry cocking Kissinger. Right, and it's just a big thing. And the article isn't overly sort of like, oh, he's amazing because he's done all this and he's got all this inside knowledge and blah, blah, blah. And it does point out that he is a cunt. And
that's another beep!
And how he basically orchestrated wars and is a bit of a cunt. But I just don't want to be reminded that this cunt is still alive. I just find it really unfair. How come Douglas Adams is dead and this asshole, this tiny little flea vagina is still alive?
Yeah, I know. It's like, why is Ringo Starr still alive from the Beatles, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Ringo Starr, I'd much rather 10 Ringo Starrs than Henry Kissinger's left knee.
To be fair, you have got the biggest humdogger in the world, so...
Yeah, even though he's short, he goes on about how short he is. It says, he's a little rounder than the debonair young diplomat who was once the Nixon administration's most improbable ladies man, and he has shrunk in height, even though he started off short. But he's just... And he's really horrible. He shouts at all his aides, and he's just horrible.
You win.
Yay!
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and I think you couldn't get a gnat's chuff between us.
Couldn't you?
No.
I think Benedict Cumberbatch and eating out Giles Corran makes it well better than yours. Well better, like 28,000 times better. Not even the close-up of Henry Kissinger's wrinkled, still-alive face. Still alive. Why?
Yeah, but that's the thing. You've got Henry Kissinger in yours, and that means it can't be the best. Just can't be.
I've got a whole article about Pip the Staffy.
That's not some weird reference to Pippa Middleton's bottom, is it?
Oh, it could be. I don't think so. I don't think you could train Pippa Middleton's bottom to pick up the post and hand you things.
You might be able to, you never know. It might be very muscular indeed.
Oh, hello.
So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday probably was the Saturday Times, because it's the one I bought. And then... was told I had to go and get a different one. I hate you so much. I hate you so much. So, yeah, buy that last Saturday, read it on a Sunday, but not now.
Not now. Don't be an idiot. It's also like 40p cheaper, so I think, you know.
It's true, but it's 40% less stuff in it.
No, there isn't. I've got loads of stuff. You're just narrow-minded. And like, you read it all anyway.
If you want to write to us, please do it, sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group. You can leave a message on our website at sundaysupplement.com. You can leave it a review on iTunes. Or you can Twitter us at SciDone, SIGHDONE, or at @Izzy_Lawrence. That's SIZI_LAWRENCE.
Or you can just follow Simon around going... Boo!
I never leave my house, so I'm just going to have a load of people at my window going, boo.
Boo!
That was
scary.
I think
that's what those pigeons are doing, the ones that follow you.
Pigeons follow me?
Yeah, and the flies. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they want to say boo to you.
Did you just sing?
No.
Or did you just make a bowel movement?
I think I can do both.
What, at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what Bob Dylan does?
I think that's certainly what the Bee Gees did.
In the hurricane! That's my hilarious Bob Dylan doing a poo joke.
That was my hilarious Bee Gees doing a poo joke.
Cheerio.
Have a good poo week.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.